56-year-old Rob Martin has been fishing from the Sandwich Marina for the last 29 years off his boat, the Resolve.
It's only 40 feet. It was big when I first got it, but now it seems small.
Over the last few decades, he's watched the lobster industry change and regulations increase. He already can't fish for 3 months of the year out of Sandwich while the whales are here.
My closure is Mass Bay. It's a 3,000 square nautical mile closure, which encompasses all of Cape Cod Bay.
It's closed because lobster lines that run from buoys on the surface down to the ocean floor pose a danger to North Atlantic right whales. According to federal regulators, about 98% of vertical lines along the U.S. Atlantic coast come from lobstermen's gear, and entanglement in lines accounts for roughly half of all right whale deaths. But under a special state permit, Martin is working with scientists and engineers to test ropeless fishing gear, which means on this cold January morning, Rob Martin is on the leading edge of an effort to save lobster fishing and right whales.
Yeah, we're just about there.
We're about 20 minutes into Cape Cod Bay on our way to pick up this experimental gear. Normally, when a lobsterman checks his traps, he looks for buoys on the water's surface. But with ropeless technology, buoys and vertical lines are gone. So lobstermen cruise to the general area where the traps were dropped and send an acoustic signal down to the gear on the ocean floor.
So everything's ready to go.
Martin reaches for a pair of waterproof overalls and with his other hand grabs his phone. He's not making a call. He's opening an app that will send the acoustic signal to the lobster traps.
And I'm hitting release command. Release.
Someday, when other fishermen use ropeless gear, the app will also show Martin where other traps are set, which will help avoid gear competition.
That's going to beep in a second. It's going to tell me how far away the unit is. Okay, 79 meters away. Okay, it's releasing. Success, okay.
We're in a countdown now. Somewhere under the water, a remotely triggered air tank is inflating a bag that should shoot up to the surface.
63 meters away.
Now we're looking out across the water. We're waiting for something to appear. And then...
Oh, there it is.
Oh, that is so cool.
A long inflatable bag pops up out of the water, sticking into the air. It's traffic cone orange, so you can't miss it. In some ways, it looks like one of those blow-up tubes that bobs around outside a car dealership. And now, for the first time, there's a vertical line in the water. A rope runs down from the inflatable bag to Martin's traps. He leans over the side of the boat and lifts the bag out of the water, putting it on the rail. He squeezes the air out with his forearms.
And this is how you deflate the bag. We just fold it. And this right here...
Now he can use a pulley to haul the end trap into the boat. Once that's up, Martin packs the orange bag and a little foam float that came up with it back into the trap like a parachute. Then he checks the air in the inflation tanks. He says he'll be able to fish for more than a month before he has to refill them.
So now we're ready to start hauling to haul the regular trap on the ground line.
From here, it's just like regular lobster fishing. Martin hauls up 10 traps all connected by a rope. Out of most come big blue-green lobsters with rust-colored claws.
That's a female with eggs. Has to get thrown back.
In just minutes, he's banded the claws of a dozen lobsters and got his traps flying off the stern, where they drop back down into the water.
All clear.
To be checked another day. So all this experimental gear works. But when it comes to ropeless technology, one lobsterman's success isn't enough for an industry-wide conversion. Questions remain over the cost, reliability, and safety. And the answers will determine whether ropeless fishing will save the whales and lobstering for fishermen like Rob Martin. For CAI, I'm Eve Zukoff.